So refocus in to your memory, and I'm going to guide you through a process. So one more breath. And now if you feel comfortable, close your eyes. And pretend, because you know that you're only playing in your own mind, you're quite safe. You'll always be aware of where you are. And there's really nothing for you to do but physically relax and listen to my voice. It's just an experience. So you feel very safe. Just seeing if this is a tool that would benefit you. And taking this moment where there's nothing for you to do, nowhere to go, no decisions to be made, just taking a moment to really embrace this memory. And I invite you to imagine that this memory is enclosed in a bubble, like a big soap bubble. That you have many, many memories. And this one bubble is coming closer and closer and closer. And although you've been playing with this bubble many times, revisiting it in your mind, today, just for fun, in your imagination, I invite you to open your heart and invite this bubble memory, and all its parts into your heart. Imagine this memory in your heart, that you're observing it from the consciousness of your heart. That in this experience, you could perceive it from a different angle. Without ego, without personality. Could you look at this memory from your consciousness of intention to be free today? Could you look at this memory from a different angle, a different perception, a different perspective? Could you look at it and see, is there any wisdom to be had? What's the invitation of this energetic memory, of this emotional memory? Is it to beef up your skill of forgiveness? Is it to expand your ability to stand up for yourself, to speak kindly and firmly? Is it an invitation to develop communication skill? When to know, to be silent? When to give yourself time to think before you respond? Finally, imagining that this memory represented in the bubble is a part of all the other memories that expand your heart. And yes, it is often the ones that are painful that invite you into the most change. And what if you could go into this memory and speak to yourself in the past? What advice would you give yourself? Would you comfort yourself? Or would you direct yourself? Would you say it's a no-win, don't waste any energy? Would you remind yourself that this is a pattern you've explored before? Would you suggest that you try different responses? Would you try on different attitudes until you found the one that felt more empowering? Could you for a moment expand your consciousness of memories in general and see that it is the mix of the good memories and the bad, the challenges, the less than pleasant, the niggly ones along with the wonderful ones that keep propelling you forward? Could you make peace at that level of your being that there is some invitation in this memory? Some invitation that that you will benefit from today. But it's not about the person, it's not about the situation, it's not about the circumstance. What can you mine from this memory that will give you a greater sense of wholeness, of completeness? What can you mine from this memory that would give you a greater sense of moving forward? With more focus, with more clarity. Could you imagine this memory in your heart? Your heart can never be offended. There's always space in your heart to accept, to see the good. There's always space in your heart to be at peace, to know not just the freedom of forgiveness, but to also receive the power of desire to create differently, to give differently, to receive differently, to think differently, to show up differently. Playfully imagining that in your memory, you could be any version of you that you desire. And you can simply play the memory over and over until you have a new resonance with it. Not for freedom. You can't tap your way into freedom. But so that you take wisdom from your memory. So that instead of disempowering you, instead of distracting you, it is a memory that leads you forward into a better experience. And I'm suggesting that anything you do not finish in this experience, you will resolve as you sleep tonight. And that when you awaken tomorrow, you might replay your memory. Have a different relationship with who you are today in the observation of this memory.